Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
So today we want to take a look at the bride's garments, her linens, and then discuss how that could compel us to love Christ more.
我们今天要来分享新娘的这个结婚的时候穿的那个衣服。使我们能够受到激励，来更多的爱主耶稣。
So let's turn to Revelation 19:7-8.
我们来读创世纪第十九章。What is that?
Revelation 19.
After 19.
7-8.
Revelation 19是启示录第十九章。
Verses 7-8. Yep.
从第七节到第八节。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩的穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
So here we see a picture of the holy city, God's people, being a bride prepared for Christ, the bridegroom.
我们在这里看到这个圣城啊，就是主的心腹在这里呢，我们看到他怎样被应娶预备好了。
And we want to notice two aspects.
我们要从这边看两个方面。
In verse 7, it says, on one part, the bride has made herself ready, the bride's initiative.
我们看到这个第七节呢，讲到说新妇也自己预备好了，所以新妇呢自己呢来预备自己。
And verse 8, it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen.
第八节
which is God's initiative.
So 第八节呢，他就讲到说是就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这是神的恩典。
So we're going to examine these two parts.
我们从这个两个方面来分享
how Jesus' blood has already given us a garment of righteousness that we do not have to do anything for except to trust in him.
我们知道就借着耶稣基督的宝血呢，我们每个人已经有了一件这个公义的外衣，我们不需要做什么，都是纯粹是神的恩典。
And then the second part, which is this fine linen, this the righteous acts of the saints.
第二个部分呢，第二方面呢是这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And it also has parallels to how we are discussing in James that faith and works are the two sides of the same coin.
就像是我们上次在这里交通分享的，就是在雅各书里面告诉我们信心和行为是合在一起的。
So let's take a look at the principle in the Old Testament, and then we'll discuss two examples in the New Testament.
So 我们来在新约里面呢，来看这个原则，然后在这个新约中，我们再来读几个这个例子。旧约、新约里面再读几个例子。
So the Old Testament example is Rebekah and Isaac.
在旧约里面的例子是以撒和利百加。
And that marriage scene is very parallel to the holy city and Christ.
在那个例子里面，我们看到这个圣城和基督的那个关系。
Okay, so let's take a look at Genesis 24.
我们来读创世纪二十四节第二十四章。
And it's very timely because another Rebecca is also getting married.
我们知道这个另外有一位这个利百加呢。也要现在要准备结婚了，这正好是这时候正好。
So Genesis 24 verses 45-47.
二十四章，从四十五节 读到四十七节。
Right. So it says, Before I had finished speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder, and went down to the spring and drew, and I said to her, Please let me drink.
我心里的话还没说完，利百加就出来，肩上扛着水瓶，下到井旁打水。我便对她说，请你给我水喝。
She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will water your camels also. So I drank, and she watered the camels also.
她就急忙从肩头上拿下瓶来，说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。我便喝了，她又给我的骆驼喝了。
Then I asked her and said, Whose daughter are you? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. And I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrists.
我问她说你是谁的女儿她说我是密加与拿赫子皮图利的女儿我就把环子戴在她的鼻子上把坐子戴在她的两手上。
Right, so in this story, Abraham sends Eliezer to find a wife for his son Isaac.
我们在这个故事里看到，亚伯拉罕呢，打发他的仆人呢，去为他的儿子以撒找媳妇。
In the same way that God is also preparing a bride for His beloved son.
就像父神现在做的一样，乃是在。打发圣灵来找这个为着主耶稣基督找心腹。
So here, when she, which is Rebecca, is supplying the water to his camels, which is a very difficult and we could say righteous act.
我们这边看到利百加呢，就为他们打水给他们喝。我们知道这个是非常辛苦的工作，所以我们可以把它当做呢基督徒的义行。
And then subsequently, in verse 47, Eleazar adorned her with the ring and the bracelets.
我们看到这个第四十七节的时候呢，这位亚伯拉罕的仆人呢，他就把这个环子跟坐着戴在那个利百加的身上。
So thus in principle, both the bride's deeds and her being adorned must precede The marriage supper.
所以我们看到这个两件事情，就是这位亲妇利百加的义行和利百加戴上这个环子跟镯子呢，是他能够进入婚礼的两个必须要的条件。
And so we all know that Jesus has already done the first part, which is giving us the garments of righteousness.
我们的主耶稣已经做了第一个部分，就是他把这个义的公义的外袍给了我们
through the shedding of his blood on the cross
借着他在十字架上所流出的宝血
but that means also on our part we must then be intentional with good works to be ready for the impending marriage
在我们这个部分呢我们必须要就预备我们有义行来使我们的进入这个婚姻的里面
So let us also take a quick look at this fascinating point.
So 让我们再很快的来看一下这奇妙的这一点
Which is the part where Rebecca first meets Isaac, which is in verse 64.
在就是看这个利百加第一次见到以撒的时候，就是在第六十四节
So in Genesis 24, 64, it says, Rebecca lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel.
在创世纪二十四章六十四节的时候这样说，利百加举目看见以撒，就急忙下了骆驼。
At this point, now she is ready to meet Isaac. At this point, she descends from the camel, just as the holy city is ready now to descend.And be presented to Christ.
So, 你看这个他利百加看到以撒的时候呢，他就急忙下了骆驼。那这就像那个圣城耶路撒冷啊，从天 降下来一样，要来嫁给这个新郎。
So now, with this principle in mind, let's take a look at two examples in the New Testament in the book of Acts.
我们从这个新约的使徒行传里面来看两个例子。
And it is common for, I guess, in the Western world, because the book of Acts is often called the Acts of the Apostles.
我们在这个西方呢，就把这个行传当作念成使徒行传。
But in another sense, we should think of it also as the Acts of the normal Christian believer.
我们从另外一点来说呢，这个行传其实是指的正常的基督徒的行传。
So we're going to take a look at two pretty much very normal women whose righteous acts are typified by the bride's garments and also what they do consist of garments.
我们从这个旧新约的这个两个姊妹的身上呢，看到这个新妇穿的那个义的这个义袍。
So let's take a look at Acts 9 verses 36 to 42.
从这个使徒行传第九章
chapter 9,
36
to
42. 从36节到42节。
Okay. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated in Greek is called Dorcas. This woman was abounding with deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did.
在约伯有一个女徒名叫大比达，翻西尼利话就是多加，她广行善事，多施咒集。
And it happened at that time that she fell sick and died, and when they had washed her body, they laid it in an upper room.
当时她患病而死，有人把她洗了，挺在楼上。
Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, having heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him, imploring him, "Do not delay in coming to us."
吕大原与约伯相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说，快到我们这里来，不要耽延。
So Peter rose and went with them. When he arrived, they brought him into the upper room.And all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing all the tunics and garments that Dorcas used to make while she was with them.
彼得就起身和他们同去，到了就有人领他上楼，众寡妇就站在彼得旁边哭，那多加与他们同在的时候所做的里衣外衣给他看。
But Peter sent them all out, and knelt down and prayed.And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And when she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up.
彼得叫他们都出去，就跪下祷告，转身对着死人说，大比达起来。他就睁开眼睛，见了彼得，就坐起来。
And he gave her his hand, and raised her up, and calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive.
彼得伸手扶他起来，叫众圣徒和寡妇进去，把多加活活的交给他们。
It became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord.
这是传遍了约伯，就有许多人信了主。
So when Dorcas died, this very charitable woman who has committed many righteous deeds.
所以这位多行善事的多加姊妹过世了之后，
It says here in this verse that she was quote, abounding in deeds of kindness and charity.
说她这里怎样描述她呢？说她广行善事，多施咒集。
So it's first off, we should notice that because she has clothed other people, that God clothes her.
我们看到她因为她呢。为别人做衣服，所以呢，神呢也为他做衣服。
And it also shows us this mind of God, that when we do something to others, it's almost as we're doing it to ourselves. Just as we loving our spouse shows the extent of our love for ourselves.
所以这边就像是看到一个原则，就是当我们对别人好的时候，其实也是对自己好。我们。So
she asks. So she is well aware of the needs of the people around her.
所以多加姊妹呢，对于她周围的人的需要都非常的清楚。
And she is well aware that she is a channel of God's grace here on earth.
她知道说她是神恩典的运河一样。
But as we decide to ask God to open our eyes to see what needs His grace,
我们要祷告主呢，让开启我们的眼睛，看我们周围有什么需要。Sometimes
it is very difficult and ambiguous to see what does.
有时候呢，看见别人需要，有时候是不容易的。So
there is a pretty famous prayer by a theologian named Reinhold Niebuhr.
有一个很有名的祷告，是一位神学家他做的。Called
the Serenity Prayer, and it goes like this.
这个祷告是这样子。God
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
神啊，求你给我智慧，让我接受我不能改变的事实。Courage
to change the things I can.
是给我勇气呢，使我能够改变那些可以改变的事。And
wisdom to know the difference.
并且给我智慧，怎样分辨这两件事。So
although we do not know what's God's burden for every single person, one of us.
我们虽然不晓得神给予每一个人的
But God will give us this peace in our heart to accept the things while giving us the courage to change the things that need to be changed.
但是神会以他的平安带领我们，使我们能够改变我们需要改变的，并且接受我们不能改变的。
And in verse 36, not only was she abounding in deeds, but the second part, the charity which she continually did.
他这里不但是他广行善事，并且呢，他常常去帮助那个周济穷人。This
part continually did shows that God values the perseverance in faith.
所以他这里看到这位姊妹的善行是需要这个忍耐的，需要恒心的。It's
a perseverance that you are faithful even amidst the most difficult diseases. Or when family or friends have left you.
所以虽然有时候呢，虽然是我们自己生病，或者是你的家人离开了你。
And this continually did talks about the continual acts that you do.
在这里其实说明呢，是这位姊妹呢，是继续不断的来行善。For
example, there might be a lonely person that you meet who does not at first respond to your initial gestures of friendship.
可能有一个人非常寂寞，那么刚开始你去找他的时候，他可能不接受你的这个友情。Or
a poorer person who you've been helping, but you found out that he has wasted that money on other things.
或者是你发现一个穷人，你帮助他的时候，发现他把那个你帮助他的东西的都用在不正当的地方。
But the words continually did implies that one would still continue to be merciful regardless of what that other person did to one's grace.
所以这边讲到这个多行周济啊，就是继续不断的去行善了，乃是说当这些事情发生的时候，你仍然去行善帮助。And
it also requires us to revise our mind's thoughts about poorer people.
有时候呢，我们需要对这个穷困的人的他们的观念呢，我们需要改变。Because
we do not know what life circumstances that they have faced in their upbringing that might have caused their responsibilities to be different from ours.
我们不晓得他们长大的环境是什么，或许是因为这样，他们对他们自己的这个责任呢，又有不同的 招罗点。
And so like Dorcas, it requires repeated patience and repeated care.
就像多加这位广信善事的一个姊妹啊，持续行善事的姊妹呢，我们看到她是在一直在行善，恒心的在行善。
And similarly, thus to Jesus, who came to the world, and he came especially to the extreme poor, the sexual minorities, and the vilest sinners.
我们知道，就像主耶稣一样，他到了地上的时候，他特别去找那些非常贫穷的人，在这个社会是一个最边缘的那些人。And
likewise, he also gave repeated chances to us and continually prays for us even as we slip and fall.
并且他继续不断地向我们施恩，并且为我们祷告。
And thus waste the grace that he has provided to us.
很多时候他的恩典在我们身上其实都浪费了，被我们浪费了，但是他仍然继续向我们施恩。
So that's why the story of Dorcas gives us hope that we have a far better Savior than we can imagine.
所以在那个多加的身上，我们看到呢，我们所认识的这位主啊，实在是好的无比。
So there is this novel by Virginia Woolf that's called Mrs. Dalloway.
有一本小说呢，是叫做 What's the name?
Mrs. Dalloway.
Dalloway is this name?
No.
Okay. 是大洛威尔夫人。
And in there, an atheist thinks about how long will a person be remembered after his death.
有一个无神论的人呢，他在 想要知道一个人死了以后，人们呢能够纪念他多久？
And this other character says, as long as your friends are alive.
那么在这个书里面的另外一个角色呢，另外一个人就说呢，就回答说呢，他呢这个就是他的朋友呢，能活多久呢，那他就被纪念多久。
And once these friends pass away, you fail to live on.
当这认识他的朋友过去了以后呢，就不再会有人纪念这个人了。So
here, the people that Dorcas helped, they remember her after she passes.
我们看到这边呢，多加过世了以后呢，就许多他帮助被他帮助的人呢，就纪念他。But
Christians also know that they have a greater hope, which is that if we trust that Christ died and rose again, that we will also be resurrected.
但是基督徒有一个更好的盼望，就是当我们这个死了以后，我们要被再重新复活起来。That
the promise and fact of resurrection will compel us to be more attentive and diligent and courageous and generous in our everyday deeds.
所以那对复活的盼望呢，应该给我们每一个人呢，更多的忍耐。
On that day, you can imagine we will also hear the words, Tabitha, arise.
有一天呢，我们也听到同样的声音说， Tabitha, 起来。
And instead, it will be your name that God calls to arise.
但是你所听到的不是 Tabitha, 乃是你自己的名字， 起来。
So now let us turn to the next story in Acts.
我们来读另外一个《使徒行传》里面的例子，which
is in Acts 16 verses 13 to 15.
这是在《使徒行传》第十六章。All right,
Acts 16:13 says.
第十三节。
And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to a riverside, where we were supposing that there would be a place of prayer, and we sat down and began speaking to the women who had assembled.
当安息日，我们出城门，到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下，对那聚会的妇女讲道。A
woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshipper of God, was listening. And the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul.
有一个卖紫色布丁的妇人名叫 吕底家，吕底亚是推亚推拉城的人，素来敬拜神，他听见了主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
And when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay. And she prevailed upon us.
他和他一家既受了浸，便求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。
So here we see that Lydia is a seller of purple fabrics who responded to Paul's preaching of the gospel.
我们看到这位姊妹叫做吕底亚，她听到了保罗讲道，她就是里面的就留心听。
And so she invites Paul to stay if he has judged her to be faithful to the Lord.
So 她就对保罗说，假如你们以为我是真信主的。
And so here we see that, if we see that Paul is almost like a type of Christ here, because of his preaching of the gospel.
你看到这位保罗呢，就像这个就代表主耶稣一样。
Then the origin of hospitality to the people of faith requires first an act of faith.
我们知道这个一个基督徒的善行啊，乃是第一个必须要站在这个信心的根基上。
That God here opens our hearts to Christ first, and thus opens our hearts to His followers.
神呢要先开导我们的心，让我们看见主，然后呢，我们的心才能够向其他的人打开。
And for Lydia being still a seller of purple fabrics, which is a very lucrative job.
我们知道这个吕底亚她是卖紫色布丁的妇人，那是一个非常赚钱的一个行业。
She now opens her heart to now clothe and be hospitable to other brothers and sisters.
她现在呢她的心呢向主开启了，所以她能够向其他的人呢有那个慷慨帮助的心。
So this concept of clothing can also teach us about how we could live each and every day.
所以在这个里面，我们看到这个卖衣服布丁的妇人呢，怎样帮助我们过每天的生活。
So each morning, do you decide on what to wear for that day?
每天早晨，你要决定要穿什么衣服吗？
So similarly, each morning, do you decide to wear Christ by faith for that day?
你第一每天呢清早呢第一件你要想到就是要披戴基督。
And it requires a conscious and intentional decision.
这个呢你必须要里面用点心来去想。
To see the needs of those around us that need help.
然后呢那些在我们周围的人有没有需要帮助的。
The family members who we've been socially isolating.
可能是就是你的家人，他平常我们没有去照顾他。
So this is, shows us that each morning there is a daily service of worship.
我们知道在这个故事里告诉我们，就是说每一天呢，都有一个敬拜俯视的机会。
And because it is something of the heart, we also learn that God does not look at outward appearance, but on the heart.
从这里面因为提到他的心，所以我们知道神呢不是看外面我们做什么，乃是看我们的心。
So Lydia's opposite, her nemesis, is also at Thyatira.
我们知道这个吕底亚姊妹的那个相反的一个例子呢，也可以在这个推拉找得到。
And her name is Jezebel.
那她的名字叫做耶西别。
Right, so in the Thyatira church in Revelation 2,
在这个启示录第二章呢，讲到推拉推拉的教会的时候，
Jezebel seems to, if she were a true lady, that she seems to be one who care about the superficial, the makeup.
我们看到这位姊妹呢，就非常注重外表的打扮。
She is outwardly charitable, but idolatrous inside.
她虽然在外面做了很多善行，但她里面却是一个淫妇。
So we can turn to Revelation chapter 2, verse 26.
我们看到这个，我们可以读到这个启示录的第二章的第二十六节。
And we'll take a look at God's call for overcomers at this church at Thyatira.
我们看到这个，主呢向着推雅推拉的教会的圣徒们，告诉他们，他在呼召一般得胜的人。
So Revelation 2:26 says, "He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations."
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，支付列国。
So here God calls out to people who are overcomers who keep his deeds.
我们看到这边呢就讲到主呢呼召那些得胜者是遵守我命令到底的。
So one could say that whereas Lydia's example shows the promise of the millennial reward to overcomers.
我们看到这个律迪亚的代表呢这个主在千禧年时候给圣徒的一个奖赏
，which we refer to as the marriage supper being its initial event in our key verse in Revelation.
我们就看到小那边这个在千禧年呢，刚才我们读到的就是第一个这个婚宴的晚餐。
Then we could also say that Dorcas gives us the promise of resurrection for all.Believers of God.
这个多加姊妹所给我们看到的就是所有的圣徒的复活。
And whereas Lydia exemplifies hospitality to those in the household of faith,
吕迪亚代表是对于那些已经信主的弟兄姊妹的那个帮助。
Dorcas exemplifies charity work outside the church.
那位多加姊妹呢，她的善行乃是针对着教会外面的人。
And it requires us also to be like these two women. We cannot be one and not the other.
像这个两个位姊妹告诉我们的，我们要对教会里面的和教会外面的都要行善。
So in summation, we could use our imagination.
我们用一些我们的想象力。
That as good works are being completed by our physical hands here on earth,
这些善行呢是借助我们的双手完成的。
That God's mighty invisible hands are also weaving a fine linen garment in the heavens.
但另外一双手是神的手呢，是我们看不见的，它乃是不断的在制作这个外衣。
And when we have other people's best in mind,
如果我们想到别人的好处，
we cannot fail to be more sure that God has the best in mind for us.
那么神呢也会想到我们的好处。
He is the true charity worker that always has the best in mind for us.
主才是一切善行的源头，他一直是纪念我们，想到我们的好处。
And this is particularly true in the toughest situations when it's hard to know how or why God's putting us in that place.
这个在非常困难的时候呢，显得更出来。
Even when we become widows and lose the thing or person that we pin the most hope on.
就算我们自己后来变成了寡妇，就是我们失去了一切的依靠。
But we can be assured that God will provide for us, and sometimes, and in most times, He will provide through the church.
我们仍然可以坚信呢，神会帮助我们。很多这种帮助呢，是从教会来的，经过教会来的。
弟兄姊妹，我们先来念一节圣经。
Francis, let's read one passage in the Bible.
在《生命记》第十章里头，十二节。
It's in the Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12.
我要念哈。 以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
Now Israel, what does the Lord your God inquire from you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
十三节，遵守他的诫命、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
And to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good.
这两节圣经是一整句的问话哈。
So these two verses actually presented as a question.
在英文翻译里头，它的问号呢打在这个第二节的十三节的后头。
So in English translation, the question mark actually at the end of the second verse.
那么中文呢就在一开始的时候就说第一节里头就打个问号。
But Chinese translation has a question mark in the first verse.
那我再把它念一遍，把这个字调一下的话哈，这可能对中文来说比较清楚哈。
So I'm gonna read it again in Chinese to reverse that order, so make it more clear to us.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神为要叫你得福，向你所要的是什么呢？
So Israel, that what God wants from you for your own good.
所以如果把这个后头那一句"为要叫你得福"摆到前头来的话呢，那我们底下所说的事情呢，那个是一个要求。
So if we put the "for your own good" in the front, then we know that what rest of the verses.Telling us are the requirements.
他有五点要求哈。
It has five points in the requirements.
第一个要敬畏耶和华你的神。
It said first is to fear the Lord your God.
遵行他的道。
And then it says to walk in all his ways.
爱他。
And then love him.
然后侍奉他。
And then to serve the Lord your God.
然后遵守他的诫命律例。
And then to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes.
那我今天想要交通的就是前面第一点哈。
So I'd like to share the first point in the requirements.
是敬畏耶和华。
Is to fear the Lord your God.
那么我们这个月弟兄交通了几次，前两次弟兄所交通的都是提到这个如何的来敬畏耶和华是件重要的事情哈。
So these past weeks that brothers share that how important it is to fear the Lord our God.
那上礼拜弟兄也交通到如何不要论断人哈。
And the last week brothers share here how not to judge others.
那我在想到以弗所书第五章二十一节里头有提到。这么一节就是说我们当成敬畏的心彼此顺服。
So I remember that Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 says, to subject to each other in the fear of Christ.
所以如果我们彼此存着这敬畏的心呢，然后彼此顺服的话，可能就可以解决这个彼此论断的问题哈。
So if we subject to one another in the fear of the Lord, then we can resolve the issue of passing judgment to others.
那么在保罗的书信里头也常提到当怎么样来敬畏耶和华。
So in Paul's epistles, in his letters, he also mentioned us how to fear the Lord.
在以弗所书第二章十二节讲到这个当恐惧战惊哈，做成你们得救的功夫。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 it says that you were to add
work out your salvation.
Ephesians chapter 2?
Yeah.
I think
no,
that's
no, Philippians
Philippian
chapter 2,
right?
Philippians
chapter 2 verse 12 says, "So then, my beloved, just as you have already obeyed, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling."
那哥罗西也提到说要三章二十二节哈。
So in Colossians 3:22, it says.
存心诚实敬畏主。
It says, but with the sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord.
那箴言里也，我们第一章第七节也是提到哈，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
So in Proverbs also reminds us that, fearing of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the knowledge.
另外也提到敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And in chapter 9 verse 10 it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那我们再念一节圣经好了，我们来。
Let's read another passage in the Bible.
生命记十四章二十三节。
It's Deuteronomy 14:23.
Yeah. 在这里呢。十四章二十三节哈，我们在这里，
yeah,
耶和华要求他们以色列人要借着这个十一的奉献，能够来学习的来时常敬畏耶和华。
So here it mentioned that how God instructed Israel through tithing to learn how to fear the Lord。
所以在敬畏耶和华呢这件事情是要我们来学习的哈。
So to fear of the Lord is a lesson we have to learn.
而且是时常的哈。
And you have to continue to learn this lesson.
这时常有的时候我们感觉到我们想到的时候就做哈，没想到的时候就忘了哈。
Yeah, because sometimes for any lessons sometimes we remember how to do, but sometimes we don't remember.
在英文翻译里头讲到这时常，它是说 continue 或者是 all the days， 就是不断的，而且是我们尽我们一生的年日来做的啊。
So here, but in English translation, always says continue to do so, or day by day, in all our days, we have to do so.
那敬畏耶和华，我们可以从很多方面来学习哈。
Did you read that verse?
我没有 read 的。我们、okay. 那敬畏耶和华有，我们可以从许多方面来学习。然而这个我今天要交通的呢是在这个以西结书十八章里头哈。
So today that the focus of sharing the verses for my sharing is in the Ezekiel chapter 18.
Yeah, 18.十八章十四节哈。
Verse 14。
从这边有一点哈，对敬畏耶和华其中的一点哈，我们来学习。
So I'd like to bring out this one point in this passage to learn together with brothers and sisters.
Okay， 十四节哈，他若生一个儿子，见父亲所犯的一切罪，便惧怕，不照样去做。
It says.Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 14. Now behold, he has a son who has observed all his father's sins which he committed and observing does not do likewise.
这里中文讲到哈，他便惧怕哈，不照样去做。
So in here, he says, because of the fear that he will not do likewise.
那这里惧怕有许多不同翻译哈，这边中文底下有小字哈，叫思量哈，思量。
So in Chinese translation says fear, but in original there's a small letters indicating the another translation is like English translation says observing.
就是或是 consider 或是我们多想一想啊。
Or considering。
我今天想从这一点呢，来我们看两个例子哈，来学习的如何来敬畏耶和华。
So I like to just ponder on this word observing and then use two examples to learn this lesson.
这两个例子呢都是在摩西的身上哈。
So both examples can be seen in the life of Moses.
而且这两件事情呢摩西都做了两次哈。
And Moses actually committed this twice.
而且都是在他怒气中所做出来的哈。
And he committed these wrongs while he was angry.
我们第一个可以来看这个摩西神叫摩西上山领受这个法版的这件事情。
So first instance we can see when God called him to be up to the mountain to receive this tablets of Ten Commandments.
那这两件事情，一个是在出埃及记24章，还有34章这里边，都提到这件事情哈。
So both in Exodus 24 and Exodus 34, both places mention this incident.
另外《生命记》9章和10章里头也都提到这件事情。
And Deuteronomy chapter 9 also mention this incident.
那当摩西第一次上山，他领受这法版的时候呢，他是带着这个约书亚一起上去的哈。
So when he first called up to the mountain, he brought Joshua with him.
那当他下山的时候呢，这个看见百姓在那边宴乐，然后在那边拜这个金牛犊哈。
So when he came down from the mountain, he saw the people of Israel were dancing and having party.
那他在讲到他在烈怒中哈，就把这个石板摔碎了。
And Bible told us that in his wrath, he threw down these two tablets of Ten Commandments and broke them.
那有人们说这个他应该是为着神发的义怒哈。
So someone said at this point he actually exhibited the righteous wrath of God.
我们也没看到神在这件事情上呢对他有什么责备。
And we didn't see that God actually rebuked Moses for this.
但是我们稍微仔细看一下哈这件事情呢。
But if we observe carefully at this instance,
神要求他这个第二天早上清早起来，你就要先准备好两块法板。
So, the Lord required him to prepare two tablets.
而且呢
，in the morning，
而且还要准备一个柜子把来装这两块石板。
And ask him to prepare a ark to place these two tablets.
那我想这个摩西这一晚上都不好睡哈。
So I think maybe Moses at that night didn't have a good sleep.
虽然他不需要自己去凿那个石头板呢，也不需要自己去做这个柜子哈。
Even though he didn't have to search for these tablets himself or the ark himself.
但是神另外又说嘞，谁也不可和你一同上去哈。
And Lord says, no man is to come up with you this time.
那上回还有约书亚可以帮他搬一下这石头这石板哈。
So the first time, Joshua was there to help him out.
那么这一回呢，他必须要从山下把这个两个石板呢，拿到山上去，而且还要拿下来。
So this time, God asked him to come alone, so he had to do it. To carry the tablets and this ark all by himself up to the mountain and bring it down.
难怪他在摩西的他两次提到这件事情的时候呢，他所马上联想到的就是那四十昼夜 没有吃饭，也没有水喝。
So when he later recalled this incident, he always mentioned that for 40 days and 40 nights, he was at the presence of God without food, without water.
那对摩西那时候年纪不小了，他年纪已经老迈了，那他对他来说在体力上一个很大的负担。
So we know that Moses was very old at that time, and it caused him a lot in his body, in his strength.
所以，我们如果以刚才那个那一提到那一点，来学习这个敬畏神的话呢，如果摩西能在这件事情上，要把这法板摔碎之前呢，他能够想一想，做这个可能这个整件事情，结局就不是那么回事了。So
I think that if before he threw down the tablets, if he could have just given a second thought, maybe whole outcome would be different.
那这是第一件事情。
So this is the first instance, first point.
那另外一个也是发生在摩西身上的，就是在他以这个杖来击打这个磐石的事情。
So second instance I'd like to recall is the when he used a rod to strike the rock.
这事情也是发生两次。 This
incident also happened twice.
在出埃及记17章和民数记的20章里头。
So in the Exodus 17 and the Numbers chapter 20.
当这些百姓争闹的没有水喝的时候，神要摩西带着这个杖去到这个河裂的磐石那边，然后击打这个磐石，然后有水流出来给百姓喝。So
here the, when the people of Israel complains about water, for lack of water, God ordered him to use a rod to strike the rock at this Mount Horeb.
那第一回神是叫他击打磐石。So
first time God told him to strike the rock.
那么第二次百姓又闹着没水喝的时候呢？
But second time that when the people of Israel complained about the water again for lack of it.
那神就要摩西带着这个杖呢。 然后再到这个磐石那儿去。 So
God told Moses to bring out this rod again in his hand and to the rock.
那在这个第二次的时候，神吩咐他说：“你只要吩咐这个磐石，就有水出来。”
So God told him that this time you should only tell the rock to give water.
所以，可是摩西到了那儿呢，他没有完全照着做，也是在他的怒气中呢，他击打了这磐石，打了两下。But
because Moses was very angry, so he didn't follow Lord's commandment. He took the rod and he struck twice on the rock.
为什么打两下呢？
So why he struck the rock twice with his rod?
他照以往的经验，他应该打一下，结果摩西看怎么还没有水出来。
So I think in the past experience, he only need to strike once. Why he strike twice this time?
那所以他犹豫了下呢，可能又打了一下。
So I think he struck first time and find out the water didn't come out, so he struck twice.
那么神在这件事情上呢，就说了，在这个生命民数记二十章的 的十二节这里，他提到，耶和华对摩西亚伦说，因为你们不信我，不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地去。
Because here, Numbers 20, verse 12, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you have not believed me to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall not bring the assembly into the land which I have given them.
难道摩西不信神吗？
Did Moses believe in the Lord?
他第一回呢，他击打这个磐石出了水了。他这件事情之后呢，发生了这个他们和非利士人征战的这件事情哈。
So when the first time he need to strike the rock, what follows actually is the battle with the Philippians.
那个时候呢，他对这个仗非常有信心哈。
So at the time he really have a confidence in the rod in his hand.
他就在这个那件事情上呢，他就说我带着神的杖，然后到山上举手为这个以色列会众祷告。
So he says, I'm going to bring this rod with me to the mountaintop to pray for Israel.
因为那边他提到是神的杖。
So over there is recorded as the rod of God.
那他这个杖其实一直跟着他从旷野出来，然后在法老面前行了许多神迹。
So actually this rod actually he brought from the land of Egypt and he always followed him. He always carried this rod in his hand.
而且他叫红海分开，然后在旷野他也行了许多神迹。
And he used this with this rod he performed many miracles splitting the Red Sea.
那么神这里怎么说他你们不信我了？
So why here the Lord says, you have not believed me?
我想摩西可能他的信心完全在这个杖上头了。
Maybe that Moses now shifted his trust in the Lord instead of God.
那他这里所以是神这么责备他说你不信我。
That could be the reason why God said,That because you have not believed me.
而且这个磐石是预表的基督哈。
And another thing is that this rock actually represents Christ.
神一次将他自己献上呢，就完成了这个永远的救赎。
So the Lord offered himself once for all and to complete the salvation.
他的身体裂开，流出血和水来。
So his body was broken.We see the blood and the water came out of his broken body.
So we 不能把基督再重钉十字架。
So we cannot to crucify Christ second time.
所以如果我们就这两件事情，然后运用在那个以西结书提到那一句那一个字哈，如果我们在这每做任何事情上呢，都能够思量一下，都能够想一想哈，然后可能的这些事情的结局就完全不一样了哈。
So if we can take heed to what Ezekiel the passage tell us, that is to observe before we take any action, then the outcome could have been very different.
然后我们再回到那个《生命记》第十章里头呢，那个刚刚我们念的那句话哈。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy again, chapter 10, the passage we just read.
十二节和十三节哈。
The verse 12, and 13.
这我们刚刚提到的是如何的来敬畏耶和华哈。
So we just mentioned about how to fear the Lord.
那这边提到五件事情，最后一件呢是说要遵守他的诫命和律例。
So it is five things here, but the last thing mentioned in the list is to observe, to keep Lord's commandments and His statutes.
我们可以在我们所做的 任何事情上我们所说的任何话，我们多想一想呢，这是一个学习哈。
So anything we do, any words we utter, if we can give a pause and think about them.
那，当然呢，如果我们心里头呢没有这个神的话语的话呢，我们多想了，可能也最后的结果呢，也只是照着我们自己的心意、自己的意思或自己的经验去来做。
But if we don't have God's word in our heart, even though we give a second thought, in the end we must still follow our own ways, our own ideas.
所以，这个神的话哈，是非常重要的哈。So
here we see how important God's word is.
在这个诗篇第一章第二节里头哈。So
in the Psalm. First Psalm, verse 1 and 2.
第二节哈, 唯喜爱耶和华的律法,昼夜思想,
it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
所以呢, 我们要时常把主的话呢, 藏在我们心里, 然后在我们 所做所行的任何的事情上呢，我们当我们想的时候呢，神会借着他的话来指引我们的前面的道路。So
we really need to read and meditate God's word daily, so that when we give a second thought to everything we do or say, then God's word will guide us.
所以，借着这两件事情呢，我们可以来学习着，如何来敬畏耶和华。
So from these two examples, we can learn how to fear the Lord.
而且这敬畏耶和华是我们一生所要学习的功课。And
also, this is a lifelong lesson for us to learn how to fear the Lord.
愿主常借着他话来提醒我们。So
may the Lord remind us often through His word.
这是我要和弟兄姐妹分享的。This
is my sharing with you today.
Thank the Lord for the sharing.